Krishna Book Preface Nivritta Tarshire Upagiyamanad Bhavaushadach Chotra Mano Biramat Kauta Masloka Gunanubadat Puman Virajeta Vina Pashugnat. In the Western countries, when someone sees the cover of a book like Krishna, he or she immediately asks, who is Krishna? Who is the girl with Krishna? The immediate answer is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How is that? Because he conforms in exact detail to descriptions of the Supreme Being, the Godhead. In other words, Krishna is the Godhead because he is all attractive. Outside the principle of all attraction, there is no meaning to the word Godhead. So how is it one can be all attractive? First of all, if one is very wealthy, if one has great riches, one becomes attractive to the people in general. Similarly, if someone is very powerful, he or she also becomes attractive. And if someone is very famous, he or she also becomes attractive. And if someone is very beautiful or wise or unattached to all kinds of possessions, he or she also becomes attractive. So, from practical experience, we can observe that one is attractive due to wealth, power, fame, beauty, wisdom, and renunciation. One who is in possession of all six of these opulences at the same time, and who possesses them to an unlimited degree, is understood to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These opulences of the Godhead are delineated by Parashara Muni, a great Vedic authority. Aishvaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashasa Sriya Jnana Vairagyayaschaiva Shanang Bhaga Itingana. We have seen many rich persons, many powerful persons, many famous persons, many beautiful persons, many learned and scholarly persons, and persons in the renounced order of life, unattached to material possessions. But we have never seen any one person who is unlimitedly and simultaneously wealthy, powerful, famous, beautiful, wise, and unattached, like Krishna in the history of humanity. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is a historical person who appeared on this earth 5,000 years ago. He stayed on this earth for 125 years and played exactly like a human being. But his activities were unparalleled. From the very moment of his appearance to the moment of his disappearance, every one of his activities is unparalleled in the history of the world. And therefore, anyone who knows what we mean by the word Godhead will accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is equal to the Godhead, and no one is greater than him. Asamaurdva. That is the import of the familiar saying, God is great. There are various classes of men in this world who speak of God in different ways. But according to the Vedic literature and according to the great Acharyas, the authorized persons versed in the knowledge of God in all ages, Acharyas like Shankara, Ramanuja, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya, and all their followers by disciplic succession, all unanimously agree that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, as far as we, the followers of Vedic civilization, are concerned, we accept the Vedic history of the whole universe, which consists of different planetary systems called Swargaloka, or the higher planetary system, Martyaloka, the intermediary planetary system, Patala Loka, the lower planetary system. The modern historians of this earth cannot supply historical evidences of events that occurred before 5,000 years ago. And the anthropologists say that 40,000 years ago, Homo sapiens had not appeared on this planet because evolution had not reached that point. But the Vedic histories, such as the Puranas and Mahabharata, relate human histories which extend millions and billions of years into the past. For example, from these literatures we are given the histories of Krishna's appearances and disappearances millions and billions of years ago. In the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Bahuni me vyati tani, janmani tava charjuna, tanyahang veda sarvani, natvang veta parantapa. Both Krishna and Arjuna had many births before, and Krishna could remember all of them, but Arjuna could not. This illustrates the difference between the knowledge of Krishna and that of Arjuna. Arjuna might have been a very great warrior, a well-cultured member of the Kuru dynasty, but after all, he was an ordinary human being, whereas Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the possessor of unlimited knowledge. And because he possesses unlimited knowledge, Krishna has a memory that is boundless. The knowledge Krishna possesses is so perfect that he remembers all the incidents of his appearances some millions and billions of years in the past. But Arjuna's memory and knowledge are limited by time and space, for Arjuna is an ordinary human being. In the fourth chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Imang Vivaspate Yogam, Proktavan Aham Avyayam, Vivasvan Manave Praha, Manur Ikshvakave Bravit. Krishna says he can remember instructing the lessons of Bhagavad Gita some millions of years ago to the sun god Vivasvan. Nowadays, it is the fashion of the atheistic class of men to try to become God by following some mystic process. Generally, the atheists claim to be God by dint of their imagination or their meditational prowess. But Krishna is not that kind of God. Krishna does not become God by manufacturing some mystic process of meditation, nor does Krishna become God by undergoing the severe austerities of the mystic yoga exercises. Properly speaking, Krishna never becomes God because Krishna is the Godhead in all circumstances. Within the prison of his maternal uncle Kamsa, where his father and mother were confined, Krishna appeared outside his mother's body as the four-handed Vishnu Narayan. Then, Krishna turned himself into a baby and told his father to carry him to the house of Nanda Maharaj and his wife Yashoda. When Krishna was just a small baby, the gigantic demoness Putana attempted to kill Krishna. But when Krishna sucked her breast Krishna pulled out her life. So that is the difference between the real Godhead and a so-called God manufactured in the mystic factory. Krishna had no chance to practice the mystic yoga process, yet he manifested himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead at every step, from his infancy to childhood, from childhood to boyhood, and from boyhood to young manhood. In this book, Krishna, all of Krishna's activities as a human being are described. Although Krishna plays like a human being, he always maintains his identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since Krishna is all attractive, one should know that all of one's desires should be focused on Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Idam Shariram Kaunteya, Kshetram Iti Abhidhiyate, Etad Yoveti Tang Prahu, Kshetragya Iti Tad Vida, Kshetragyam Chapi Mang Vidhi, Sarva Kshetreshu Bharata, Kshetra Kshetragyayor Gyanam, Yattaj Gyanam Matang Mama. The individual person is the proprietor or master of his or her own body. But Krishna, who is Supersoul, is present in everyone's heart, and he is the supreme proprietor and supreme master of each and every individual body. As such, if we concentrate our loving propensities upon Krishna only, then immediately universal love, unity, and tranquility will be automatically realized. When one waters the root of a tree, he or she automatically waters the branches, twigs, leaves, and flowers. When one supplies food to the stomach through the mouth, he or she satisfies all the various parts of the body. The art of focusing one's attention on the Supreme and giving one's love to Him is called Krishna Consciousness. We have inaugurated the Krishna Consciousness movement so that everyone can satisfy his or her propensity for loving others simply by directing one's love towards Krishna. The whole world is very eager to satisfy the dormant propensity of love for others. But the various invented methods like socialism, communism, altruism, humanitarianism, and nationalism, along with whatever else may be manufactured for the peace and prosperity of the world, are all useless and frustrating because of our gross ignorance of the art of loving Krishna. Generally, people think that by advancing the cause of moral principles and religious rights, they will be happy. Others may think that happiness can be achieved by economic development, and yet others think that simply by sense gratification they will be happy. But the real fact is that people can be happy only by loving Krishna. Krishna can perfectly reciprocate one's loving propensities in different relationships called mellows or rasas. Basically, there are 12 loving relationships. One can love Krishna as the Supreme Unknown, as the Supreme Master, the Supreme Friend, the Supreme Child, the Supreme Lover. These are the 5 basic love rasas. One can also love Krishna indirectly in 7 different relationships, which are apparently different from the 5 primary relationships. All in all, however, if one simply reposes his or her dormant loving propensity in Krishna, then one's life becomes successful. This is not a fiction, but is a fact that can be realized by practical application. One can directly perceive the effects that love for Krishna has on one's life. Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam Pavitram Idam Utamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam Su Sukam Kartum Avyayam. In the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, this science of Krishna consciousness is called the king of all knowledge, the king of all confidential things, and the supreme science of transcendental realization. Yet, we can directly experience the results of this science of Krishna consciousness because it is very easy to practice and it is very pleasurable. Whatever percentage of Krishna consciousness we can perform will become an eternal asset to our life, for it is imperishable in all circumstances. It has now been actually proved that today's confused and frustrated younger generation in the Western countries can directly perceive the result of channeling the loving propensity towards Krishna alone. Aradito yadi haris tapasa tatakim. Na aradito yadi haris tapasa tatakim. It is said in the Narada Pancharatra that although one executes severe austerities, penances, and sacrifices in his or her life, if one fails to awaken one's dormant love for Krishna, then all of one's penances are to be considered useless. On the other hand, if one has awakened one's dormant love for Krishna, then what is the use in executing austerities and penances unnecessarily? This Krishna consciousness movement is the unique gift of Lord Chaitanya to the fallen souls of this age. It is a very simple method, which has been actually carried out during the last 4 years in the Western countries, and there is no doubt that this movement can satisfy the dormant loving propensities of humanity. This book, Krishna, is another presentation to help the Krishna consciousness movement in the Western world. This transcendental work of literature is published with profuse illustrations. People love to read various kinds of fiction to spend their time and energy. Now, this tendency can be directed towards Krishna. The result will be imperishable satisfaction of the soul, both individually and collectively. Neha vikrama nashoski pratyabhayo navidyate suopam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. It is said in Bhagavad Gita that even a little effort expended on the path of Krishna consciousness can save one from the greatest danger. Hundreds of thousands of examples can be cited of people who have escaped the greatest dangers of life due to a slight advancement in Krishna consciousness. We therefore request everyone to take advantage of this great transcendental literary work. One will find that by reading one page after another, an immense treasure of knowledge in art, science, literature, philosophy, and religion will be revealed. Ultimately, by reading this one book, Krishna, love of Godhead will fructify. My grateful acknowledgement is due to Sriman George Harrison, now chanting Hare Krishna, for his liberal contribution of $19,000 to meet the entire cost of printing this volume. May Krishna bestow upon this nice boy further advancement in Krishna consciousness. And at last, my ever-willing blessings are bestowed upon Sriman Syamasundara Das Adhikari, Sriman Brahmananda Das Brahmachari, Sriman Hayagriva Das Adhikari, Sriman Satswarupa Das Adhikari, Srimati Devahuti Devi Dasi, Srimati Jadurani Devi Dasi, Sriman Muralidhar Das Brahmachari, Sriman Bharadwaj Dasa Adhikari, and Sriman Prajumna Das Adhikari for their hard labor in different ways to make this publication a great success. Hare Krishna, Advent Day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, February 26, 1970, ISKCON Headquarters, 3764 Watsika Avenue, Los Angeles, California. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.